About the different Martinus books in English by 2016. The Martinus Institute has published 28 shorter books by Martinus. They deal with particular, limited topics within the world picture. Some of the books are collections of articles. The subject matter is written in a simple and easily understandable way. Several of the books are well suited as introductory texts. The following shorter books are available in English translation. The Fate of Mankind, Book 1, can be read as an introduction to Martinus' world picture. It describes mankind's present crisis as the prelude to the creation of a new world culture. The book concludes with 12 points describing the essence of mankind's evolution and fate. 42 pages. Easter, Book 2. About 2,000 years ago, our culture received a humane impulse through Jesus, a set of instructions about how people ought to take their fate. In this book, Martinus gives a moving portrait of what actually happened during Christ's resurrection and crucifixion. 76 pages. On the Birth of My Mission, Book 4, here Martinus presents himself and describes the circumstances that led to the decisive spiritual experiences or the cosmic initiation that completely transformed his life. From then on, Martinus had the faculty of intuition under complete, day conscious control. He was able to describe the eternal world picture, the analyses of which show that the highest mathematical solution to life can be expressed in the sentence, "Everything is very good." The Ideal Food, Book 5, as modern human beings become more refined, our organisms need more refined nutrition. Incorrect nutrition has a great influence on our fate. Martinus explains why vegetarian food is healthier for us than animal products. What is the most ideal food for the human being of today? Martinus provides hints for the vegetarian beginner who would like to be free of illness and avoid killing animals and being cruel to them. 99 pages. Cosmic Consciousness, Book 10. One attains true inner peace when one learns to understand and forgive one's fellow beings. How are we transformed into humane people? Also contains the article Mental Sovereignty, which deals with the evolution from every man for himself to the principle of loving one's neighbor as oneself. 141 pages. The Mystery of Prayer, Book 11. Many people today regard prayer as naive and superstitious. Prayer is a science in itself. The function of prayer is to become a living conversation or correspondence with the universal being in whom we live. Contains a detailed explanation of the content and meaning of the Lord's Prayer. 111 pages. The Principle of Reincarnation, Book 16, explains how death will stop being a mystery for us. The article The Galaxies of a Universe places the human being between the enormous universe, the macrocosmos, and the microcosmos, of which our organism, among other things, consists. The article Unnatural Fatigue provides an explanation of the fatigue and depression that is so widespread among people of today. The article Through the Empty Space of the Universe is a positive journey through space, which seems to be empty but actually turns out to be an ocean of consciousness. 76 pages. World Religion and World Politics, Book 17. Why does war and suffering exist? Is one of the questions that make life a mystery, a question that Martinus answers in the title article. The article The Cause of the Fate of Terrestrial Man shows that the idea of being a victim has to be replaced with insight into the fact that one creates one's own fate. In the article Pilate, Christ and Barabbas, we see that these three people represent three aspects of the human psyche. The article Why One Should Forgive One's Neighbor provides an analysis of the difference between the principles of might and right. It also shows how forgiveness creates peace. 82 pages. Meditation, Book 20. To meditate is to think about life. Certain forms of meditation can provoke experiences of cosmic glimpses, but this is not without risk. Meditation on the Lord's Prayer is risk-free. The article on the Altar of Love deals with the current worship of money, a cause of the downfall of culture. The article Mankind at One with God shows how the law of karma develops us and leads us through darkness and the day of judgment to becoming one with God. 44 pages. The Road of Life, Book 22, Life Guides Mankind from Darkness to Light in a Cosmic Cycle. Martinus calls darkness and suffering life's cosmic school of wisdom. The article Mental Prisons shows how the principle of life every man for himself still lives in the human being's mentality as, among other things, a wish to change the others instead of oneself. The article The Secondary and the Primary Resurrection deals with the resurrection of Jesus and the questions relating to the materialization of the physical body. 111 pages. The Immortality of Living Beings, Book 23. Without the thought of the immortality of all beings, it would be impossible to show that life is just. The article The Necessity of Spiritual Science deals with the relationship of science to society, dictatorship and democracy. The article Primitiveness and Superstition describes forms of superstition in our culture as well as the unfinished sides of present, modern culture. 89 pages. The Road to Paradise, Book 25. Many people believe that death is a complete cessation of life and existence, but Martinus shows that we have both a physical and a spiritual sensory horizon. After death, we can therefore sense and create independently of the physical organism. Death is thus a divine liberation from old age, illness, sorrow and suffering. We are given an insight into life between physical incarnations. 42 pages. Marriage and Universal Love, the underlying causes of mankind's present sexual confusion, marriage, relationships, heterosexuality and homosexuality seen in an evolutionary perspective. 32 pages. Shorter books. Not yet available in English translation, Durst and What is Truth, Book 3, Man's Ability to Believe and Religious Authorities Decreases. Instead, his relationship to the truth is based increasingly on facts, knowledge and personal experience. Martinus explains the concept of the second coming of Christ. 110 pages. Blade of God's Bidbog, Leaves of God's Picture Book. Book 6, A Poetic Description of the Various Ages of Man. In his picture book, Martinus speaks of the mystery of life. The book also includes the article The Radiance of Whitson upon Life, which is full of lyrical images that make us sensitive to the eternal truths that nature expresses. 118 pages. Den Längst Levende Gud, The Longest Surviving Idol, Book 7. There are various unfinished and condemnatory moral views within the religious sphere, views that are not in harmony with true Christianity. People's selfishness can even take the form of idolatry or heathendom, where every man is always for himself. Through the development of neighborly love and an intellectual understanding of the direct speech of life itself, heathendom is transformed into true Christianity, where everyone is for his neighbor. 145 pages. Menneskeheten og Verdens Billede, Mankind and the World Picture, Book 8, can be recommended as an introductory book. Natural science can register only the outer, mechanical side of nature, its processes of energy and movements of matter, which are expressed in terms of weights and measures. Life, however, is something inner, it is experience and consciousness and presumes the existence of an experiencing something. The book contains a brief but thorough account of the analysis of the entire universe. 233 pages. Mellem to Verdens Epoker, Between Two World Epochs, Book 9, The Conflict of a Christian World Picture with Intellectuality. Why is the darkness in the world? Life itself establishes reincarnation as fact. Mankind is in winter, the first mental season of a gigantic cosmic spiral cycle. And the present dark faith that people are experiencing is a cosmic thought produced by the spring of the cosmic spiral cycle. 87 pages. Vägen till Indels, The Road to Initiation, Book 12, will be republished in English 2013. In The Road to Initiation, Martinus gives us the key to the gates of wisdom and an explanation of what true humility is. In Around My Cosmic Analyses, he shows us what is needed in order to understand the cosmic analyses. Julie Van Gelyat, The Christmas Gospel, Book 13. The Christmas Gospel of the Bible deals not only with a historic event but is also a symbol of the terrestrial human being's cosmic fate. The birth of the baby Jesus in the stall symbolizes the dawning human consciousness, which originates in the consciousness of the animal. Within every human being, Christ consciousness is born, a consciousness that will gradually transform the earth into a world where the Christmas Gospel's promise of peace on earth will be realized. 126 pages. Bevidsted and Skibbles, The Creation of Consciousness, Book 14, describes God's workshop where life's greatest work of art, the completely evolved human being, comes into existence. The article Thoughts About Easter describes the significance of the events that took place around Easter about 2,000 years ago for the modern human being of today. The article Christmas Lights explains Christmas as a cosmic sign of spring. 95 pages. Ardef Morkit, Out of Darkness, Book 15, The Difference Between Spiritual Science and the Old Dogmas. When Love Becomes Science. The article A Glimpse of the World Redemption explains that world redemption is God's gift to mankind. The article The Garden of Gethsemane turns the old biblical story into something that every human being meets in his life. What is the modern human being to do when he finds himself in the most painful crisis of his life? 108 pages. Levitt's Skebenspiel, The Fate Play of Life, Book 18. Life is seen as a play in which we are all actors and members of the audience. The article The Great Birth describes the human being's evolution from ignorance to awake-day conscious knowledge of his own immortality and oneness with God. The article Primitive and Intellectual Worship of God describes the evolution from instinctive religiosity, through materialism, to a high intellectual relationship to God. In the article The Animal's Image and God's Image, we see the difference between egoism and neighborly love as the driving force in the human being's consciousness. 113 pages. Cosmos Glimpt, Cosmic Glimpses, Book 19. The experience of life alternates between sorrow and joy. Artificially accelerating one's spiritual evolution can be dangerous. A slow, gentle process of maturation is to be recommended. The article High Intellectuality and Low Intellectuality provides an account of the evolution of consciousness in the cosmic spiral cycle. In the article The Fifth Commandment, Martinez explains that the principle of not killing is the most important one, and that it basically encompasses the other nine commandments. 88 pages. Hinside's Dodds Frigden, Beyond the Fear of Death, Book 21, When the Human Being Fears Both Life and Death. Science's answers in terms of weights and measures do not remove the fear of death. The article The Temple of the Psyche clarifies the more profound symbols in the Bible's story of Solomon's Temple. The article Do Not Judge explains why we should not judge our fellow beings. The article The Way, the Truth and the Life explains how misapprehensions have arisen within Christianity and how the modern human being finds his way back to the core of Christianity, the message of neighborly love. 107 pages. Culture and Skibbles, The Creation of Culture, Book 24, about the factors that underlie the evolution of human culture up to the war-worn world of today. Materialistic science is insufficient if we are to create peace on earth. A science of behavior and of our attitude to life is also necessary. 104 pages. Jev Bevidst Dog Christus Bevidst, Devil Consciousness and Christ Consciousness, Book 26, describes how the development of modern man's intelligence alongside a bestial morality creates the culmination of darkness, and how neighborly love is developed as a result of this. The article Immortality shows how the fear of death and belief in death and destruction will be replaced by knowledge of man's immortal, spiritual nature. In the article God's Creation of the Human Being, we see the transformation from religious dogma to the finished human being in God's image. In the article The World Situation and God's Image, Martinus describes how the growing humaneness will stop war and the false principle of business and bring about the development of an international world kingdom. 137 pages. Verdens Friedens Skibbles, The Creation of World Peace, Book 27. Will war never cease? Yes, it will, answers Martinus. But only when suffering and pain have developed the human being's faculty for neighborly love and forgiveness. The article The Iron Eternity explains, among other things, why we need not fear death, which Martinus calls a blessing for the source of the organism. 130 pages. To Slags Curli Aid, Two Kinds of Love, Book 28. In this book Martinus provides us with an overview of his entire, enormous world picture. He examines evolution through the spiral cycle up to the zone of unhappy marriages of our time. This zone marks the transition from selfish amorous feelings of affection to humane, universal love. 146 pages. The Eternal World Picture. The Eternal World Picture consists of five volumes that together contain 77 symbols with explanations by Martinus. The symbols show the invisible, spiritual principles and phenomena that, as symbolic imagery, are made accessible to our physical senses. The pictures are made up of figures, colors and lines, and constitute a kind of map of the core cosmic analyses that Martinus has described in detail in his works. Thus the student gains a visual overview of the elements of Martinus' world picture, the symbol explanations providing the reader with a detailed comprehensive explanation of life and existence. The Eternal World Picture, Volume 1, contains symbols nose. 116 with explanations, the Spirit of God upon the face of the waters, the principle of world redemption, intolerance, the road towards the light, cosmic unconsciousness, the living being one, the principle of life units, the divine something, X1. The living being's ability to create, X2. Creation, X3, the Eternal World Picture. The combinations of the basic energies, the Eternal World Plan, the Cosmic Spiral Cycle 1, the Law of Movement, the Eternal Body. 119 pages. The Eternal World Picture, Volume 2, contains symbols nose. 1726 with explanations, reincarnation, cycles and seasons, the arcs of fate of the living being, through the initiation of darkness, hell or Armageddon, the forgiveness of sins, the eternal, cosmic, organic connection between God and the Son of God 1, the eternal, cosmic, organic connection between God and the Son of God 2, the materialistic or unfinished world picture, the finished human being in God's image after his likeness, the unfinished human kingdom, the karma of mankind, the perfect human kingdom of the future. 169 pages. The Eternal World Picture, Volume 3, contains symbols nose. 2733 with explanations, the cosmic radiance of the earth, eternal life or the ladder of life, cosmic paths of evolution, the eternal Godhead and sensory abilities of living beings, the sensory faculty of the living being and the steps in evolution, the 12 basic answers or the solution to the mystery of life, animal and human thought climates. 154 pages. The Eternal World Picture, Volume 4, contains symbols nose. 3444 with explanations, the act of copulation or God's spirit in the darkness, the cosmic cycle of a pole principle, the structure of eternal life, the veiled and unveiled eternal truth, the human being, and animal and vegetable food, the categories of consciousness of terrestrial mankind, the sign of the cross, the star symbol, the structure of the flag, symbol of Livetsbog, the book of life, at its present stage, the law of existence, love one another. 152 pages. The Eternal World Picture, Volume 5, Posthumous Symbols, Selected Texts. Not yet available in English translation, contains symbols nose. 4577 with explanations, the human body as a stellar system, the human being's atomic world and the basic energies, the healthy human organism, illness in the human organism, a microcosmic stellar system, the organic, atomic world, the universe of instinct, the atom of instinct and the solar system of instinct, the universe of gravity, the atom of gravity and the solar system of gravity, the universe of feeling, the atom of feeling and the solar system of feeling, the atom of intelligence and the solar system of intelligence, the universe of intuition, the atom of intuition and the solar system of intuition, the universe of memory, the atom of memory and the solar system of memory, healthy atomic activity in the organism, the explosion of electrons in the human being's atomic world, atomic poisoning, the energy of gravity's penetration of the area of feeling, the energy of feeling's penetration of the area of gravity, the energy of feeling's penetration of the area of instinct, the energy of intuition's penetration of the area of feeling, the energy of intuition's penetration of the area of intelligence, the energy of gravity's penetration of the area of intuition, the effect of the atomic catastrophes in the organism, the human being with the perfect thought climate, animal and vegetarian food, the vibrations of the ideal food, gastric acid, cooking and food, animal digestion, vegetarian digestion, the fate element and talent kernels during discarnation, the fate element and talent kernels during incarnation, the defective organism and the fate element, the destruction of the human being's talent kernels, the cosmic spiral cycle 2. The imperfect human being, the cosmic spiral cycle 2. The perfect human being. 295 pages.